At Emory University, we believe in those with the ambition to achieve, the passion to learn, and the optimism to see the possibilities ahead. Founded on a belief that the wise heart seeks knowledge, an Emory education combines experiential learning in Atlanta and beyond with unrivaled collaboration and discovery, all to prepare you for a world that needs your leadership. Learn more at emory.edu.
Planet Fitness has everything you need to start strong, so you can give everything you've got. From plate-loaded strength equipment and functional training areas to treadmills, stair climbers, and free weights. Our equipment is best in class, and our clubs are right around the corner, so you can make this your strongest year yet. Join the club today and save $28 or more when you join for $1 down, $15 a month. Cancel anytime. Deal ends Friday, January 9th. Are you coming? Planet Fitness. We're all strong on this planet. See club for details.
If you find yourself having a really hard time in your relationships, it's probably because you're still acting from a wounded place. You still haven't embodied that confidence, that divine feminine energy that's attracting the right relationships to you. So in this video, I'm going to give you three secrets that will help activate that energy within you and transform you into becoming that woman that attracts the relationships that she wants. If you want to take your self-improvement to the next level, go to modelpatty.com to check out all of my resources. It's also going to be linked in the description. The first secret that's probably going to make the biggest difference is going to transform every single area of your life, especially relationships, is that you're no longer going to accept the bare minimum. When you have a history of having bad relationships and just having a low quality life, you're not getting what you want in love, in money, in friendships, in your physical health and appearance, like you're just not satisfied with anything that is going on with you, you become someone that has zero expectations. Because you have a history of having these negative things, negative patterns, whether it's something that happened in your childhood and you didn't have good examples for relationships, you didn't have a good parent, you didn't have a good childhood, whatever the reason may be, you're stuck in this pattern where now, because you never get what you want, you just come to expect the bare minimum. You just don't expect anyone to go out of their way for you. You don't expect to receive anything amazing. You're literally just content with not dying. Like, your level of expectation is so low that you almost expect people to do bad things. You expect your relationships to not go well. You expect people to always want to take advantage of you and never going out of their way for you, to help you, to cherish you. Especially for women, it's so important that as women, we believe in ourselves and we believe that we deserve what we want. Because for us, our life is really truly determined by our confidence. It really is determined by our beliefs. The only difference between the old version of me and the new version of me is literally the beliefs and the expectations and the level of confidence. Nothing else really changed. The only reason my relationships changed and my financial resources changed is because I shifted my beliefs and I shifted my confidence. That is the basic thing that you can do right now to improve any area of your life. That's what I teach in the Rewired Play Shop. I teach you how to transform your beliefs, to release the limitations and beliefs that are no longer serving you, and become the person that has everything you desire. If you want to join that program, you can go to rewiredplayshop.com. So becoming that new feminine goddess that gets everything she wants starts with one thing, and that is raising your expectations. Expecting more out of life. The way that you talk to men is from a place of expectation. So I'm no longer going on dates as the old version of myself who's going on the date and saying like, all the horrible things that my ex-boyfriends had done to me and everything horrible that's ever happened in my life and how I'm not happy with my career and I'm not happy with my life and I have the worst luck in relationships. I'm no longer doing that. Right? The new version of me had to become someone who released the story. Someone who released all of the limitations that were keeping me in this box of being someone who I didn't want to be. So I had to stop talking about these things and stop communicating from a place of desperation. Because that's really what I was feeling. And maybe you can resonate with this too. When we have a history of not being happy with our childhood, not being happy with our relationships, not feeling abundant or prosperous, feeling like nothing is going our way, like we have the worst luck, it's always us. Bad things always happen to us. When you're feeling in this way, you communicate in a way to other people where you give them the power. So instead of being the power, which is essentially what feminine empowerment is about, is understanding that you are the power. The power comes from you. The relationship comes from you. The money comes from you. No one else is your source. You are the source. When you accept that and when you understand that, you communicate in a different way. You don't communicate as a victim anymore. You're not going into your first dates with people and saying, oh, like, I don't want this. I need a man that does this. I need this, this, and this. I've been treated bad in the past. I'm not doing that anymore. That's not something you communicate to other people. That's something you communicate to yourself. Because guess what? They don't believe when you say that. When you go on a date and you're coming from such a wounded victim place and you tell this person all of these things and you make all these demands about what you want from the relationship, you are giving them your power. Because when you argue with someone, when you try to force someone else to do what you want them to do, when you try to manipulate someone, when you try to be overly masculine and tell them, no, this is what you're going to do because I don't want to put up with someone who doesn't appreciate me. When you communicate in that way, you are giving them the power. Because now your boundaries and your requirements are up for negotiation. That's what that communicates to other people. It tells them that, oh, I can sort of negotiate with her about how I treat her. I can kind of do whatever I want to do because all she does is talk, talk, talk. She doesn't actually follow through. And that's the position that a lot of these women find themselves in. They know that their past was wrong. They know that they have these patterns. And instead of changing that within themselves and changing their feminine self-concept, they're actually trying to force other people to change and tell other people how they need to act so that way they have the permission to feel like a goddess. So instead of forcing other people to change and having to rely on other people doing something for you to feel good about yourself, you start to feel good about yourself as you are. And when you're walking in that way with high expectations, because you know what you get to have and you won't settle for less, and you don't have to tell anyone that. Someone that is truly feminine, truly a goddess, truly embodied in her divine feminine energy and her confidence, she's not walking around saying, I'm the prize. I get to do whatever I want. You have to do what I say. You have to validate me. She's not. She naturally receives all of these things because she believes that for herself. A real goddess doesn't demand things from other people. She demands these things from herself. Instead of going to some man and telling him, oh, you have to do this, this, and this, and you have to treat me like this, and I have to feel like this, and you have to do all these things. She's not doing that. She's looking in the mirror and she's telling herself, you are a queen, you are a goddess. This is the kind of treatment that you receive. This is how men behave around you. This is how your life gets to go. This is how your money comes in. She's not demanding anything from anyone else. She's demanding it from herself because she sees herself as the source of her life. She doesn't react to what's going on around her. She creates it for herself. Now, this is something I covered in that video 6 levels from survival mode to God mode. That details the journey that you're going to go through step by step, each level, what you need to do and how to move up to the next level in your personal growth journey. So if you haven't watched that, I would watch that after you finish this video. The second secret to activating that feminine goddess within you is to start pampering yourself. You are no longer going to be waiting for other people to give you this permission. You're not going to be waiting for you to earn a certain amount of money or reach a certain goal or have the perfect relationship. Then I can pamper myself. Then I can have fun. Then I can be happy. You're not waiting for anything else or anyone else. You're giving it to yourself now. And that starts with self-care. I love self-care. Okay, this can mean a lot of things for different people. It doesn't always mean do a face mask and take a bath. Some people love that. Me personally, I can't remember the last time I took a bath. It's not that I don't like it. It's just that it's not the most fulfilling activity for me that's going to put me in that soft energy that makes me feel cared for, you know? For me, activities that feel like self-care are usually things like getting a massage or gardening or spending time with my animals and my pets or spending time in the sun or making something really delicious. I love making soups and stews and like cutting up all the veggies and mixing it all together and creating this unique food that is filled with all these different nutrients and tastes so good. That's something I like to do, so I consider that self-care. But if I told someone else, oh, cook something nice, and they hate cooking, that would be like torture. That would be like work. You'd have to pay them to do something like that. So you need to pamper yourself in a way that actually makes you feel good. You should feel more relaxed, more energized, and more calm after you did the thing than you did before you started, okay? You shouldn't feel annoyed to do this thing. It shouldn't feel like a chore. It shouldn't feel like something you're checking off your to-do list. Like, it shouldn't feel like a task that you have to do. It should almost feel like an escape. You're escaping from all the things you have to do every day, and you're allowing yourself to do something that you actually like to do, something that's going to make you smile, something that's going to be effortless and feel good. So maybe that means going to the spa. Maybe that means doing a face mask and taking a bath. Maybe that means literally doing nothing and meditating all day. Maybe that means watching your favorite shows and just binge watching Netflix and eating a bunch of snacks that you like. Just because something felt like self-care today doesn't mean it will feel like self-care tomorrow. Like, if I made it a point to get a massage every single day, regardless of what I was feeling, I may not enjoy it every day. It may start to feel like a chore. It may start to feel like something, I don't know. Or maybe I would love it every single day because I'm going through a phase where I just need those daily massages, okay? Just like if you have the desire to do nothing and just sit on the couch all day and watch TV all day, that may be good for 1 or 2 days, but it's probably not something you're gonna want to do every single day because then it might just feel like boring. It's going to feel like, oh, this is just something that I do. It doesn't have any feeling associated with it anymore. So you need to be able to follow your intuition every single day. And the easiest way to do this, okay, it's not complicated. A lot of women come to me, they're like, how do I connect with my intuition? It's not about connecting with your intuition. It's about disconnecting from the overthinking. So you allow yourself to actually listen to your intuitive thoughts. Right? So following your intuition every day simply means don't convince yourself to do other things. The first gut feeling that you get that feels good to you, it feels like a relief, you're like, that's a peaceful feeling. That sounds interesting and very relaxing. Go with that. Don't convince yourself to then do something else. Don't talk yourself out of it. If it felt good to you to not do any work today and go and watch TV today, just do it. Don't fight yourself on the feeling. And then tomorrow, if it feels good to you to work all day and go exercise and hang out with your friends, do that. okay? Don't be so concerned with planning every single thing and always knowing what's going to happen and always knowing what you're going to do. You have to let go of that, and you have to allow yourself to just be happy and do what feels right in that moment. The third secret to activate that femininity in your day-to-day life is to start expressing yourself more and more in every area of your life. So the more that you express yourself, the more that you speak your truth, the easier it's going to be for you to follow your intuition, feel more feminine, feel more abundant, and get what you want from life. So being feminine in a relationship and being able to communicate more simply means being able to express how you feel without putting the power in the other person, without trying to insult the other person, without trying to manipulate them or force them to do what you want them to do, without forcing the situation. You're simply communicating your desires in the relationship. You're being very magnetic in your communication, and your partner is going to want to please you and want to help you get what you want. So how can you start practicing this if you're not in a relationship? Well, you start practicing it in other areas of your life. You start speaking up as to what you want. Whenever you would normally stay silent and just think something but not say it out loud, start saying it out loud. Start speaking up and speaking how you feel, because then you're going to practice a little bit and you're going to realize that it doesn't matter. Nothing really matters. It doesn't matter what you say. It doesn't matter what you do. It doesn't matter who you're with, who you're in a relationship with. It doesn't matter. Nothing matters. It only matters how you feel in life. And if you feel like you're getting what you want. And the first step in being able to get what you want is communicating that. You don't even realize how much better your relationships could be going if you simply just communicated what you wanted. There's been so many situations where people have come and worked with me and told me that, oh, I don't understand why he doesn't do this, why he doesn't plan dates, why he never buys me flowers, why he never calls me, it's not fair, why does this always happen to me? They create these stories. A lot of women have these stories. I had this story, which is why I can speak on it from experience, because I had this story where, like, my relationships were terrible, I had the worst luck, no one that I wanted me back, like, it was just a total mess. And like I said, a lot of this has to do with your self-concept, but it also has to do with your communication. Because then I will ask these women, okay, well, have you ever told him that you like receiving flowers? Have you ever told him that you like when he plans dates? Have you ever told him that you want him to call you? Have you ever communicated these things that you want from him? And the answer is usually no. They usually think that whatever they want from their partner is obvious. Their partner should just know that they want these things. And if they really cared about them, then they would just do it. Trust me, I know this from experience. Them not doing something for you doesn't always have to do with how much they like you. Sometimes people really do like you. They really do care about you, but they've never been with someone like you before. They don't watch the same content you watch. They don't watch the same movies you watch. They don't have the same information telling them, guiding them how to treat these women. Some of these men are highly untrained, okay? And it's not because they're bad men. It's because they didn't have good male role models, and they didn't have good feminine role models. They had dysfunctional parents, just like everybody else, who didn't know what they were doing and didn't work on themselves. And so they only have a certain level of knowledge as to how they're going to act in the relationship. Some people have more knowledge than others, but just because he doesn't have that knowledge doesn't mean he doesn't care about you. Okay, if he's doing something like abusing you, cheating on you, lying to you, that is something that you can realistically say, you know what? It's common sense that you don't abuse your partner. It's common sense that you probably shouldn't lie to your partner. It's common sense that if you're in a committed relationship, you don't cheat on them. You don't do anything with anyone else, right? Certain things, yes, are common sense. But a lot of the things that you care about, a lot of the issues that you have, they're not those big things. They're little things. They're communicating, what's your love language? What makes you feel loved? What do you expect from your partner? What do you want to give in a relationship? What is the timeline that you expect in a relationship? These are things that you need to communicate, right? Now, feminine communication is about communicating from a place of desire instead of demanding things from them. Of course, you can learn this by learning communication skills and watching more videos on how to talk to men. I have a whole playlist on how to talk to men. But at the end of the day, the biggest difference is going to come from changing your self-concept, from being more confident, right? Think about it like this. A person that is evil, they don't need to be taught how to do evil things. It usually just comes naturally to them, right? They don't need to read an instruction manual on how to be an evil person and how to treat people badly and manipulate others and gaslight others. They naturally just do those things, okay? Same thing with being a confident feminine woman. When you embody that self-concept and when you adopt that energy truly, you don't always need to know every single fact, every single tip, every single tactic, every single secret, right? These things can help you communicate better and grow more, but the biggest thing that's going to make the biggest difference is your energy and your beliefs.